Friday, November 4th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Donald Trump will win the White House when the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. What? The Cubs won? Analysts are trying to handicap how markets will respond to the election next week. The stock market has been defensive, but would initially break on a Trump win, similar to Brexit. I would think that the bond market would rally on a Trump win with the idea that the Fed would stay accommodative until things calm down again. The dollar would likely weaken if Trump wins, as the world would know that America has changed and won't know exactly what that means. Neither will we. First off, we need a clear outcome to the election or the gridlock will freeze governance up entirely and we go into a crisis. Markets, of course, will respond badly to that, to say the least. Trump is going to want to do what he said he'd want to do, and Congress will be the only mitigating factor. I have no confidence that Congress can stand up to him. They are underestimating Donald Trump. What I see is analysts predicting a short disruption followed by a new normal. Capital Economics deemed the post-Brexit period in the UK as Project Reassurance, saying that that is what is likely to happen post-Trump here. They say Trump is likely to moderate his views. I disagree. I see a short-term disruption followed by an even bigger disruption. Get real. For anyone involved in foreign trade, the risk goes up, as does geopolitical risk. I would call a Trump era the great uncertainty. He wants to be unpredictable. We have both election and USDA report risk to deal with next week. Informer estimates that the corn yield that USDA will use is 174 bushel per acre, up from the USDA's 173.4 in the last report. The crop that yielded well last year in the northern Corn Belt is having a repeat performance, with not as much difference from last year than farmers who didn't think that it would be as good thought. Only six hands went up at the Pro Farmer Crop Tour meeting in Spencer late summer when asked who in the room thought that their corn crop this year was better than in 2015. Last year, the southern Corn Belt had a poor crop, and this year, as a general statement, the entire Corn Belt produced well. So there was much less poor crop to average up, resulting in a higher overall yield. This report should be the last chance for those looking for a lower yield that are out there, as by now the USDA has hard harvest data, and the November report should remove most of the suspense. This is a big crop, but it has been supported by big demand. Mexico has bought over 1 billion metric tons of corn in the past couple of weeks to get stocked up ahead of the election. A Trump win would likely drop the peso 5 to 10% in value, making U.S. corn 5 to 10% more expensive to Mexican buyers. They also want to build an inventory before Trump starts the trade war with Mexico. Trump would also want to do the Fonzie thing with trade here too. If he destroys the Mexican economy, then China and other trading partners will take him seriously. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. If Hillary Clinton wins the election, Mexico has got all the corn it needs for a while, then can relax imports. That's not bullish either. Of course, when Trump goes after Mexico, ham exports to Mexico will take a dump. They buy 20% of the ham produced here. If the peso weakens, U.S. ham gets 5 to 10% more expensive, and the Mexicans will have no money to buy it. That would in turn cause hog herd liquidation, damaging feed demand in the U.S. If Trump gets to 270, hang on, we will be in for a ride. It is sort of too bad that the U.K. didn't move faster to execute Brexit because the Americans could then see what they're in for if they elect Trump. The U.K. Parliament now has to vote again, according to the British court, throwing Brexit off schedule. Informa says that the soybean crop yielded 52.4 bushel per acre, up from 51.6 in their last estimate, and compares to USDA at 51.4. I've said that the soybean yield is as big or bigger than any of the analysts were willing to project it for my prediction. One bushel difference up from USDA is 83 million bushels, so it is no small thing. I think that the soybean trend line yield is steepened. Soybean exports are fantastic, but the world is going to get filled up soon. There will be a point where demand gets caught up. The South American crop is off to a good start, and it is hard to drought them out in the tropics. 60% of our soybean exports go to China, so we live and die by that sword. If Trump does half of what he says, at some point they will retaliate, likely not until after South America produces a big crop. Brazilians are rooting for Trump because they think that he will help them gain market share from us in Asia. China is expanding its own soybean acreage. I think they are building inventory, getting supply around them to buffer Trump too. Between the election results and the November crop report, there will be a great chance for volatility next week. 2-week short-term options would be a good place to hedge your bet. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.